This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts middle infielder Peter Mooney. National champion South Carolina Gamecocks to the Bluefield Blue Jays to the Lansing Lugnuts. When did this baseball season actually begin for you?
As soon as I arrived in Columbia in the fall, about February. I don't know the exact date, but in February, so it's been quite a journey for me this whole year.
All the ball players in general are all hitting the wall about now, long season, but for you especially too, how are you pushing through?
It's just my desire to play baseball. I signed a contract and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help all these teams, everyone I'm on, help win a championship. And hopefully they think I know how to win because I got a ring in the College World Series, and I'm looking forward to getting some more.
What was that experience like? You'd been in junior college, you transferred into South Carolina, they'd won the title the year before, and again, this time undefeated.
Yeah, I honestly thought I was a year too late. I was kind of jealous at first because I went into the fall banquet and they were all getting their rings and they just had me there watching, and I'm like, this would be nice if I could do this again, but get me a ring. And it happened for me, and it's just great coaches over there, great players. I mean, good things happen to good people, and we pulled it off and didn't even lose a game in the College World Series.
All the post-game interviews that I saw with Gamecocks, it's basically the same theme that everybody kept touching on. We're the team. There are other teams with great talents, but we had a team.
Yeah, everybody always says that we didn't have the best talent, but we had a bunch of talent combined, which made like the best team out there, and that's what you need.
Now, we saw you at shortstop at the lower levels and played short at South Carolina, second base with the Lugnuts. You have a preference?
Nope. I've been at shortstop for the past couple years, played some second base in high school, but every position I go to, it will all come back to me. I mean, there's no position out there I can't play, maybe not first base because I don't have the size for that. So,
you ever play catcher?
I did a little bit when I was really little, but never since. But when my hands start getting slower, maybe, I don't know.
How about pitching?
I actually used to be a left-handed thrower when I was little. I'm ambidextrous. My dad switched me because he didn't feel like my size was an advantage for me, because can't really play a lot of left-handed positions being so short. So he switched me when I was younger to a righty, and it made more positions available to me.
Were there any thoughts of switch hitting?
Actually, I did switch hit when I was little, but left-handed hitting came so much easier to me, and it was more comfortable. So there's more right-handed pitchers as well, so I decided to take the chance against the lefties.
Up until this past year, the thoughts were always, boy, college players coming from the aluminum bat into the wooden bat world of professional baseball, it's tough. And then the new regulations came about with the bats. How did that affect things in college?
It was a drastic effect. I mean, the home runs were cut in half. ERAs were lowered. I mean, everything. It's not college baseball anymore. I mean, people go to see the long ball, and it doesn't really happen too often anymore. So you got to go and watch actual baseball, like situational hitting, bunting, everything just to get one run across, and then hopefully your pitcher can do the rest.
Your brother's in professional baseball. Do you have any other siblings?
Yes, I have a younger brother, too. He's a senior in high school this year, and he's getting a bunch of hype from all these college coaches because they want him instead of South Carolina, but I don't know if he's going to do that. He'll probably take the route of me and my other brother going to a JUCO first, but it's up to him, ultimately.
Well, both of you went SEC, right? Your brother went to Florida. You went to South Carolina. Why?
My brother went to Florida, and He just didn't really like it. He had a good time and everything. He played every day. It's just he didn't seem to like it, so I didn't want to go over there and have like that same feeling. So I just decided to pick another high caliber team, and South Carolina had the greatest facilities I've ever seen, so it made it easy for me.
And then of course you beat Florida for the national championship.
Yeah, that was a thrill. I mean, that's the one team I wanted to like face, just because it was from my hometown, and they actually did recruit me, and I kind of turned them down, but nothing personal. I just like South Carolina's facilities a lot better.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts infielder Peter Mooney, what's the best field you've ever played on?
Besides the field in Omaha, my home field in South Carolina.
Those are the top two.
Yes, definitely.
What's the best crowd you've ever played in front of?
I'm not quite sure what was tallied at in Omaha for the championship game, but I think it was around like 28,000. That's probably the most I've ever played in front of.
Did your brothers and you ever play on the same team? Was it just two of you, or did all three of you ever play together?
No, my younger brother is 4 years younger than me and 6 years younger than my older brother. But me and my older brother, we played on the same high school team my sophomore year, his senior year. And that was a lot of fun. I actually just transferred to his high school just so I could play with him. And then once he graduated, I had to go to a different school because they were all seniors and that team was not going to be too good. So we had to leave.
Makes sense. Did he give you any advice about professional baseball?
He just said it's a grind, and I'll probably love it because we both love playing baseball a lot. And the off seasons are a lot longer than usual. You don't have to deal with school anymore, so it's not really a factor in your playing. You can't worry about an essay due while you're hitting, but it's just baseball, 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 and that's what we love.
There's some players who, after they get drafted and signed, they still take some classes and finish up a degree. Are you going to?
I plan on doing that, yes. Everyone should have that plan. I mean, no one knows how it's going to work out. You could get injured the next day, knock on wood, but you always got to have that degree. There's not many jobs out there anymore, so you got to work on that.
What degree? What would you do if not baseball?
I was majoring in criminal justice at South Carolina. I don't know if I'll be able to get away from the game once it's over. I might start coaching or whatnot, but I could definitely use that degree to get into the FBI or something like that. I don't want to be a cop, though. I don't want to put my life in jeopardy every day.
Would you rather work in the lab or at the office?
Not so much in like a cubicle like office like type thing, but just like maybe like crime scene investigation. Not so much with out in the field like working with guns and stuff like that, but just going figuring stuff out. I'm good with that stuff.
Peter, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Lansing Lugnuts infielder Peter Mooney. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.